Blackstone Audio presents The Provence Cure for the Broken-Hearted, a novel by Bridget Asher. This novel is dedicated to the reader. For this singular moment, it's just the two of us. Here is one way to say it. Grief is a love story told backward. Or maybe that's not it at all. Maybe I should be more scientific. Love and the loss of that love exist in equal measure. Hasn't an equation like this been invented by a romantic physicist somewhere? Or maybe I should put it this way. Imagine a snow globe. Imagine a tiny snow-struck house inside of it. Imagine there's a woman inside of that tiny house sitting on the edge of her bed, shaking a snow globe, and within that snow globe, there is a tiny snow-struck house with a woman inside of it, and this one is standing in the kitchen, shaking another snow globe, and within that snow globe. Every good love story has another love hiding within it. Part 1. Ever since Henry's death, I'd been losing things. I lost keys, sunglasses, checkbooks. I lost a spatula and found it in the freezer, along with a bag of grated cheese. I lost a note to Abbott's third-grade teacher explaining how I'd lost his homework. I lost the caps to toothpaste and jelly jars. I put these things away open-mouthed, lidless, airing. I lost hairbrushes and shoes, not just one of a pair, but both. I left jackets behind in restaurants, my pocketbook under my seat at the movies, my keys on the checkout counter of the drugstore. Afterward, I sat in my car.